This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, this is Renee from Mummy Style and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I am joined by the amazing Cherish, the founder of Popsy Clothing, and we're going to have a good old chat about the trials and tribulations of being a career mum. Now Cherish, you're a mum of two, you're featured in the book Mumpreneur on Fire 2, owner of a fashion label, a public speaker, and you've even worked with the incredible Gok Wan. I feel like I need to bow down to you. In fact, I'm going to. Welcome to the show. It's incredible to meet you.
Oh, thank you. So nice to be here. It's really good.
So I guess the first thing is you're a mum of two. Tell me, how did you get out of the house this morning?
lots of organisation. I think it's taken me probably 3 years to get to this point where I'm able to like get myself organised. But yeah, definitely lots of preparation and planning. But it's nice just to be out of the house, to be honest with you.
It is nice, isn't it? So you were saying it's taken a while for you to get out of the house. Have you been on that mum guilt journey?
Oh, definitely. I actually wrote a blog about this. I think that mum guilt's just, you know, it's with all of us. I was a stay-at-home mum before doing Popsy. And I had mum guilt then. And I was thinking, you know, once I get back to work, then this mum guilt is going to drop and, you know, I'm not going to have it anymore. And actually, I've just found that I've gone to work and now, like, I still have mum guilt. It seems to follow you.
It definitely does.
So it doesn't matter if you're a sort of stay-at-home mum, whether you're a working mum. You've just got that guilt, haven't you?
Yeah, there's always something to feel guilty about.
definitely is.
Yeah, I'm due back to work next month after my third. And I definitely got that anxiety already of how am I going to balance everything, which I find incredible that not only are you a mum of two, but you are literally, as I mentioned before, you've got your clothing line, you've got your public speaking. Tell me a little bit more about your fashion line.
So we started Popsy nearly 3 years ago now. I was a stay-at-home mum before. Yeah. I had quite bad anxiety and I wanted something where I could work from home. The thought of a job interview sort of terrified me. So I thought, you know, I can sell dresses from home. I can lock myself away in the lounge and do it all on the internet. It's going to be really good.
Lovely.
And actually, it just sort of took off. My husband had experience in the industry.
Yeah.
So he had his sort of knowledge. And then it was just me selling, really. I thought, you know, I can sit at home, I can sell a few dresses. And actually, it just sort of went a little bit crazy. I had all these other women who were sort of saying, no, they've got anxiety.
Yeah.
And they struggle with sort of low body confidence. So it initially started thinking I can do it from home. And it's actually just gave me, like, so many opportunities and, yeah, coming out of my shell.
That's fabulous because your dresses are gorgeous they've got fabulous pockets, which definitely as a mum, I love a good pocket.
Yeah,
and
you normally have like a dummy stuck in one of them somewhere.
Yeah, and the prints are absolutely beautiful. But what I love that I read where you said it's increasing women's confidence a dress at a time. So tell me a little bit more about how you empower women through your brand.
That's our tagline. As I said, I didn't sort of initially set up thinking, oh, I'm going to help women with the confidence.
Yeah.
I had no confidence myself, so I didn't really think I was in a position to help other women. And then as it was, like, we sort of started getting reviews from customers saying, no, I brought a dress from you, and it made me feel really good. And, yeah, over that, we've just sort of built a community around the brand. We've got over 45,000 women now.
That's amazing.
Thank you. And, yeah, and it's just sort of slowly, you know, we're realising that actually our dresses are helping other women and along the way, and they've sort of helped me as well. And I feel like we've all just sort of been on this journey together.
Yeah. So if we just delve back a little bit, you said yourself you had anxiety yourself, you were at home. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I was bullied at high school, which had a real sort of big effect on my confidence and the way that I looked. I sort of hated my curly hair, which is sort of, you know, it's a big thing when you're sort of a teenager and people sort of, you know, commenting on the way you look. And then when we set up Popsy, we needed to keep the budget as low as we could for like photo shoots and things like that. So I did the modelling myself. And now my sort of curly hair has actually become something that's like
a trademark.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's what it is. So, the customers have definitely been able to sort of help with my confidence sort of along the way and managing my anxiety, you know, and I think it's that sort of doing things that terrify you You know, like being here today, you think, oh my goodness, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to, but you know, you just have to come out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell my customers all the time. So, you know, even in their clothing, like, you know, just try it. You never know.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of support around women, sort of all women helping each other, mums helping each other.
Is that your biggest advice then you would say to the mum who is either going back to work after a baby or maybe has had time off as a stay-at-home mum and then wants to get back on? Is it all about that support of other women?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely supporting each other and coming out of those comfort zones. I know how difficult it can be sort of going back to work if you have been a stay-at-home mum. And, you know, it's that confidence, isn't it? Oh, am I going to be able to do it? Do I know what I do? Like, I don't even know how to have a conversation with an adult anymore. And yeah, it's just coming out of your comfort zone, believing in yourself.
Yeah. Because you've got what's called, you called it a Popsy tribe.
I have. Yeah.
Is that through your Facebook group?
Yeah. So we're on Facebook. We called it Frocks and Friends.
Yeah.
And initially I set it up thinking like people can all talk about their dresses if they wanted to. And it's just become like so much more than that. It's like a real big community. We have meetups that take place, sort of the women getting together.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and some of our customers sort of, you know, struggle with anxiety. And we had one who was housebound who didn't leave the house. And she actually met up with somebody for a coffee.
Oh, wow.
So it's just things like that. Yeah, it's just sort of all supporting each other.
Because being a mum can be very lonely, especially in those early weeks and months where you're at home. You almost forget how to have a conversation that doesn't involve breastfeeding or changing nappies. It is, you're suddenly out of your comfort zone, suddenly to have a grown-up conversation.
Yeah, no, it is definitely. It's definitely a big change.
So I'd definitely call you an entrepreneur, and you are featured in the book Mumpreneur on Fire. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I'm part of an organisation, Mums in Business Association, where it's all sort of mums who have their own businesses.
Yeah.
And I saw that they were looking for stories to feature in their book. So I approached them, I just said, this is my story. I've sort of had anxiety and now sort of got my own clothing brand. And yeah, so my story is shared in that book. It went to Amazon number one bestseller. And yeah, it's just along with the mums who all have had their own difficulties, but have been able to sort of get back into their career. And it's just about balancing, getting the right balance.
So I'm really intrigued. Tell me some more career highlights.
I've had quite a few. So we've got Angela Barnes, who's a comedian. She's on like Mock of the Week.
Yeah.
So we see quite a lot of our dresses on the television. We've had Lad Baby. So Roxy from Lad Baby, she wears our dresses. So just sort of seeing these sort of huge people that you sort of looked up to. In your sort of little designs that you've designed, like it's really crazy. Gokwan, won various awards, but I think the biggest thing for me is getting a review from somebody who's just said, you know, I'm a mum and I haven't bought anything for myself in ages, and I've bought one of your dresses and I feel like, you know, I feel really good in it. And I think that's definitely the main thing that you sort of focus on.
Yeah, empowering other women, or almost taking them on your journey of where you've come from to where you are now.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So did you take maternity leave?
No. So I had both of my children. My youngest was about one when we started Popsy. So I'd always been like a stay-at-home mum. And then, yeah, I think our youngest was one when we started. And that was when we started with it.
I think it's really interesting. I read on your blog that you do this with your husband.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before he had background in the industry.
Yeah.
How is that working with your husband?
It's interesting. No, we have got a lot better with it. I think anybody who works with partners or, you know, people that you live with, it's really difficult to sort of find that balance of switching off. And you know, it can be 10 o'clock at night and I'm like, oh look, one of the girls have messaged us. And I think it is just finding that sort of right work balance, but we are definitely getting there.
Oh, that's good.
And we're both really passionate about it, so it definitely helps.
And then how do you balance their mum life and dad life and parent life and all these things you've got under your belt?
We're really fortunate. We've had both of our girls from the start of Popsy. And I've always been, the girls are very much involved in the business. So if I have a meeting, the goal, if you know, if they're not at school or nursery, they're coming in with me.
Yeah.
We've often had meetings where we're sort of drinking pretend cups of tea and trying to get decisions made. But yeah, that's really important. And we've had it where, you know, one of my makeup artists on a photo shoot, she got in touch and she was like, I'm struggling for childcare. And it's like, you know, bring them along, you know, I completely understand how difficult it is.
Yeah.
Sort of being a mom and trying to get that right balance. So yeah, definitely try and work with people.
So you are almost living the life that a lot of us think it's not possible. You know, how can I have a business? How can I balance motherhood? You know, how can I have my own career? And I guess you're doing it.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it's difficult, but it can definitely be done. I know with us, we've obviously got our own business, so it makes it a little bit easier sort of taking our children in. I know not all employees are going to be too happy having the toddlers running about, but you know, it definitely can be done.
Yeah, fabulous. So I guess the biggest question that a lot of our Emma's Diary mums would like to know is, are there any tips for mums getting back into work after having a baby?
Yeah, I'd say definitely organisation. Get yourself organised. I don't do it as much as I should, but meal planning is a big one. Sort of writing out at the start of the week what you're going to have for your dinner. Slow cookers, I definitely advise a slow cooker, get yourself one. Just because it takes away that sort of stress of what I'm having for my dinner tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah, get yourself organised. And I always say as well, I think we tend to find that we don't spend time on ourselves. When you're sort of a working mum, all the time that you're at home, you want to spend with your children because you're feeling guilty that they've been at school or nursery. And then they go to bed and then it's, you know, the housework and getting ready for the following day. I think it's really important that you take time for yourself, even if it's sort of 15 minutes reading a book, having a nice hot bath, sort of taking that time for yourself as well. And yeah, it's just sort of trying to find that balance really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. When I'm due back to work next month, being organised or super, super organised is definitely really important. And I love the tip about the meal planning because I'm rubbish at that. And always the one frantically running around thinking, oh, what am I going to cook tonight? But I love the idea of, you know, taking time for ourselves. Especially, I've always like got a haircut and bought some new clothes, almost like a back to school. So just those little things. So when you go back to work, you just feel a little bit more polished because, mm-hmm. you know, you're being crazy, hanging out in your leggings or whatever. Though I'll definitely be coming to get one of your dresses when I come back to work. And yeah, just taking that time for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm intrigued. Where did the name Popsy come from?
So that was one of our relatives. We sort of got all the family involved before we started. We're like, what are we going to name the business? We actually found it harder than naming the children. It was like, what are we going to call it? And Greg's cousin, Deborah, she was like, how about Popsy? And it was like, oh, Popsy. But then the more that we said it, it was like, oh, no, it actually, like, you know, it's stuck. It means attractive young girl. It's a northern term and Greg's family are from up north.
Yeah.
So it does seem to fit well. So yeah, and that was where Popsy came from.
Oh, that's cool. It's like a really friendly name, isn't it? Which I guess resonates with your customers, especially in your Facebook group. Is there anything else you want to let our listeners know about, especially the details on how to join your Frocks and Friends group?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook, Popsy Clothing, and our group is Popsy Clothing Frocks and Friends. And we are just about to go into children's wear as well.
Oh, exciting. So,
yeah, as of November, we're doing matching mommy-daughter dresses. Our eldest is super excited.
I imagine.
So, yeah, wanting to get into the children's wear as well. I think confidence starts from, like, a young age. And sort of having something that makes them feel really special at a young age is, yeah, it's good.
And And is that something you instill in your girls' confidence from an early age?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really big on confidence in our house. It's something that I didn't have, and I think it's so important. So I'm always encouraging the girls, you know, if they can't do it, let's keep on trying, let's find a different way, and sort of building up their self-esteem, because I think it just goes a long way when they're older.
Definitely. I'm very conscious of it now. I've always encouraged my boys to be able to do anything they want, and then I'm even more conscious that my little girl Posey, just given her, you know, the early start in life, to say, you know, you can do anything that the boys can do. And so, yeah, that's definitely important.
Yeah.
So what type of clothes can they find for their children?
So it's going to all be our fun prints. Our eldest has had a big input on what dresses are going to be going into the children's wear. So we've got like polar bears, we've got penguins, and yeah, all the fun little prints.
Fabulous. And yeah, and the girls have definitely been involved in the whole.
Yeah. So they're going to be on the website, and my eldest, she's been at school today, school this week, and she's been handing out like little cards to her little friends, and you know, she's definitely really involved in the business.
So. Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah. So you've gone from the anxiety, the mum at home, to your business, and now you're bringing up the next era of entrepreneurs, yeah, which is fabulous.
Hopefully, yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, all confident, yeah, confident little girls.
So a lot of women, they struggle with mental health after having a baby. In fact, we've asked a lot of the Emma's Diary readers, and 53% of those women struggle with anxiety after having a baby. You mentioned earlier that you had anxiety as well. Mm-hmm. So any tips for them for getting prepared to going back to work?
Yeah, I think what I found when I had my girls, I had anxiety before, but it seemed to sort of trigger it even more, sort of overthinking things and worrying about the little ones. And what I found that really helped was sort of writing a journal, sort of writing down how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I definitely encourage people to talk to each other. When I was going through it, I sort of felt like I was the only one who was feeling that way.
Yeah.
I looked at my friends who all had babies, and it seemed like everybody was sort of coping really well. And I did feel like I was the only one sort of struggling at the time. And it's only now that we all talk to each other and look back that we were all actually feeling like that.
Yeah.
And nobody sort of mentioned anything. You feel like, you know, you're a new mom and you've got to act a certain way and, you know, make it look like you're coping. And actually, like, if you are struggling, talk to each other,
yeah.
Talk to your friends, talk to your family, you know, speak to a GP, because, you know, there are people there that are going to listen. There's people that can help you. And you don't have to sort of sit at home feeling that you're the only person in the world that's feeling that way.
Yeah. For me, I found when I went back to work that a lot of the women around me weren't mums. They were a lot younger. And then I felt even more isolated because I felt, oh, I couldn't talk to these people. But like you said, there were people on the wider, you know, your family, your friends. So I wish it at the early days I'd spoken up and said, you know what, I'm struggling here. And it wasn't until probably I had Georgie that I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, I can't carry on feeling the mum guilt. I can't carry on trying to be the old me and not, I'm almost pretend that I don't have a family to fit in. And then when I went back after Georgie, I definitely felt more confident. I was like, okay, I am a mum. I can't feel guilty if I'm late because they were sick or calling in because they had chicken pox. And just being honest and saying, hey, I'm a mum. I'm tired. Been up all night. I'm here, I love my job, I'm excited about it, but you need to be aware that I'm tired. And once you almost say it out loud and say it to your colleagues, who essentially you see more than your own kids, you do feel a lot more confident and better, and then they're on the same page as you.
Yeah, definitely. I think you definitely find that, you know, a lot more women are struggling than what they actually say.
Yeah.
And I think you always worry, don't you? Like, you've got to be this mum who sort of instantly bonds with your child. Instantly you're able to be like perfect stay-at-home mom,
yeah.
Perfect mom who can go back to work, and it's, yeah, perfect doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
We're all just winging it in our own way.
And fish fingers for tea now and again is, yeah, fine.
Exactly. That's definitely a motto in our house.
So you mentioned earlier about the slow cooker. I'm yet to be able to actually leave it on when I leave the house. So
I'm always paranoid.
I'm always paranoid it's going to burn the house down. it's on at like maybe 4 a.m.
No, they are really good.
So thank you very much, Cherish, for coming along to talk to us today. There's definitely some incredible tips for our listeners that are either going back to work or want to be that career mum, or maybe you're a mum at home now and you're not sure whether going back to work's right for you. There's definitely some fabulous tips there from Cherish. So Cherish, where can our fabulous listeners find you?
So we're over at www.popsyclothing.co.uk, and we are on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Fabulous. And remember, you've got a children's range coming out soon, so I'm definitely excited to see that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed this week's chat just as much as I did. I absolutely love hearing about other amazing mummies' experiences. Don't forget to join us next week, where I'll be speaking to yet another amazing guest. Bump, Babe and Beyond is hosted by me, Renee, from Mummy Style, and produced by the amazing Bang Boom Creative.